Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm much better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This is the Inspirational Hour of Faith Show. I am your host, Michael Hill. My co-host is Willie. I'm so thankful and so grateful to be with you all once again on this wonderful Sunday. I thank God for His mercy and His amazing grace this day. I thank Him for His loving kindness, and I thank Him for His compassion. But most of all, I thank Him for His forgiveness. I thank Him for His Son, Jesus, for dying on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago for a wretch like me. I am so grateful and thankful that you all are able to tune in tonight. We appreciate your support, appreciate your prayers. Continue to keep this show in your prayers as well. Continue to keep each other in prayers as well. You know, we need each other. More today than we did yesterday, believe it or not. So much going on in the world. So many people we are losing day by day. We're living in the world of the dying, not the world of the living, but the world of the dying, because people are dying day by day. You know, the bodies is you used to be young at one time. Now you're older. You used to can run a little faster and jump a little higher. But as time go on and as age come upon you, you don't do as much as you used to do. That means that your body is dying. It's dying on the outside, and it's dying on the inside. You used to didn't have no wrinkles. Now you got wrinkles. Your hair used to be all black. Now it's gray. You know, so that lets you know that the body is getting older, and things that you used to do, you can't do no more. So, you know, that's the life that we live, and that's how God designed it. We're not going to be here forever. So just make sure you got your life right with the Lord. That's the only thing I can tell you. Just make sure that you're in right standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, because you don't know when the time nor the hour when a death angel will show up at your doorstep. We don't know. So it's best to be ready than trying to get ready. So if you ain't ready, you better be ready. In saying that, we're going to go into prayer. Is this your first time on the show? We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. If you got any testimonies or any prayer requests, press your one button. My co-host Willie will see your number, call out your area code and the last four digits of your phone number and tell you your mic is open. Then you'll be able to speak. After you get through speaking, please put your phone on mute. Because we try to keep the background noise down to a bare minimum, so it won't be no distraction on to anyone that may be talking or myself giving the word or in the midst of doing a prayer. So if your mic get open, make sure after you get through speaking or sharing whatever you have to share on your heart, please put your phone on mute. We really appreciate it. Willie, how you doing this evening?
Brother Mike, I can say I'm truly extra blessed today. We got storms all around us. Still got them going on as of now. So just in case the show get knocked off, it's because we still got storms, tornado watches and all. But I want to say I'm glad to see one of our little lambs or angels or whatever you want to say. I'm glad to see they back in focus there. And I want to give traveling mercies and added success to Sister Emily. I'm glad to see she got a job and she's doing good in school, so I see she didn't forget us tonight. I ain't trying to tell she wasn't on here last week, but we just want to praise God that she's continuing her journey and hope she continue to have such success. So tonight, Brother Mike, I want to give prayer for myself. Just thank you, Lord, for keeping me here tonight, and also a prayer for all the surrounding areas. We got a lot of damage to a lot of people and places that we know of, Brother Mike. So just keep them in your prayer tonight, and God bless. That's all I got to say. Praise to God.
Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, I heard that they had some bad weather in the south. I know Hattiesburg, Mississippi, four people as of yesterday lost their life in a tornado that came through Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That is a place that we race at. Seems like every time this year, Hattiesburg always have some kind of bad weather. Hattiesburg is lifted up as well, but the entire South, all the way from Mississippi, all the way down to Florida. I know they are having some bad weather coming through there right now. So we're gonna definitely pray that God's angels of protection will keep everybody in safe passages, and don't let the storm take no one's life. We can always replace those homes and cars and things of that nature, but we can't replace no one's life. So we just pray that God
will have the angels
of war. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to break in on you, but I just got a text, a sad text. Says up around the Albany area. That's Albany area. They said just 12 lost their lives up in the Albany area. Just got a text in on that, Brother Mike.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, let's keep those families in Albany, Georgia. We have another brother that runs a track up there down in Albany, Georgia. So keep those families. If you know those families or know the loved ones of them, keep them in prayer as well. You know, it's unusual. I mean, sometimes we think Florida, when we hear all about these tornadoes in Louisiana and Mississippi, and now the state of Georgia is under attack, you know. So this just letting you know, man, we don't know what's going to happen day by day. We got to stay prayerful. We don't know what we're facing. Every time the Lord allows us to open our eyes up, we don't know what we're going to face that day. So that's what I'm saying. We got to make sure we're ready. You know, we got to start praying and just be ready. You know, just be ready and be prayerful, man. Just pray. Even when things are going great in your life, continue to pray. You know, continue to pray for someone. You know, ask God, you know, who can I pray for today, Lord? And God will put somebody on your heart that you might not know what they're going through, but God knows what they're going through, and God will put on your heart to lift that individual or that family or loved one up. So continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. That's what the Bible tells us. So we're going to get into the show. Thank you once again for taking out your busy schedule. We appreciate you. We love you, and we thank you so much for tuning in to this show, because you could have been doing anything other than listening to the Inspirational Hour prayer show. So in saying that, Father, we thank you once again for this glorious day. We thank you for your mercy and your amazing grace and even your loving kindness and your compassion. And Father, we ask you to forgive us any sins that we may have said, done, or even thought of this day or any day in the past. Father, we ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake, sins of knowingly and unknowingly, sins of omission and commission. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for coming by each and every one of our bedsides this morning, waking us up and just giving us another wonderful and fabulous day, Father God. And we thank you for the health you allow us to have in our bodies. We thank you, Father, for giving us the mind of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to search our hearts, Father God, and casting out anything that's in our heart that's not of you. Father God, any struggles that we are dealing with within ourselves, Father God, we ask you to give us strength, Father God, in those areas, Father God, that we fall short on a daily basis. And Father God, we ask you, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will show up and show out tonight, Father God. We decrease while you increase. And Father God, we thank you. And Father God, we just want to continue to lift this country up, Father God, before you. Lift these all the states that's going through bad weather right now, Father God. We ask you to just camp your angels of war and protection, Father God, over those states, Father God, that's having tornadoes and hurricanes and storms alike, Father God, that they will continue, Father God, to call on you, call on the name of Jesus Christ. And we know that you are the God of peace. And we know that you spoke to the storms and you said, peace be still, and they were still. So, Father God, give everyone under the sound of my voice and everyone that's in a situation right now and dealing with a storm, that they will speak to that storm, speak the word of God to it, Father God. You have given every believer the power and the authority, Father God. So, Father God, let them exercise the power and authority you have given them, Father God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we speak peace among the South right now, Father God. Every state that's represented in the South, Father God, that's going through a bad storm or tornado, hurricane, whatever it may be, Father God, we speak peace right now to those storms, Father God, that you would allow our words, Father God, to go in the atmosphere, Father God, and be effective, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's above every name, but at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, and even the storms must bow to the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you right now for that name, that wonderful name, Jesus. And Lord, we give you all honor and glory, and we ask you to have your way tonight. We come with an expectation to hear what thus says the Lord. We ask you, Father God, and we thank you in advance of what you're already doing and what you're going to continue to do. And we pray for salvation tonight. We pray for deliverance, Father God. We pray for healing in the body, healing in the mind, healing in our hearts and in our souls, Father God, tonight, Father God. And we give you all the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. It's on you, Willie.
Okay, appreciate that, Brother Mike. I seen your hands come up, and I seen your hands go down. So put your hand back up if you want to talk. We'll be ready to get you. We miss you. So put your hands back up. I'm not going to call no names unless you put your hand back up. Sister Chris, your mic is open. Good evening, Sister Chris.
Yes, good evening, Mike. Good evening, Willie. God bless you. and how are you today? And hello to everybody that's listening. God is good. And those of us that knows about the goodness of God can always learn more. And those that don't know about it, all you have to do is knock, and the door will be open. And I thank God for all you all. And I hope those people that's involved in that storm, I hope they come out okay, because God can work it out. I'm going on mute. Love you.
Love you too, Chris. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. Everybody out there with your hand up, just keep them up. I do see you. We coming to you. I do see you. Brother Butcher, good evening. How you doing, my brother?
Good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon, Woody. I'm doing good. I'm just calling in to hear the words this afternoon. And I want to thank you guys, and I'm praying for both of you guys and all the people that's on the show tonight. Thank you very much. I love you guys, and I'm going to go on move.
Amen. Thank you, Butch. Appreciate you, my brother.
All right. Right. Brother Stanley, good evening. How you doing, brother? Brother Stanley.
Good evening. Good evening, Willie. Good evening, Mike. It's been a while since I talked to my brother. Sorry, I've been off a couple of shows, but we're here now. And just listening to 12 people. Didn't he say 12 people in Albany? I mean, I was just thinking about that myself. You know, I'm sitting at the house with all these storm stuff rolling around just like the you know, everybody else in the South. Man, we could be gone in an instant. You know, and boy, it's amazing how real. It's amazing how real that is when you hear that 12 people are gone. I assure you, they didn't think that they were going to be gone today. Just like, I pray that I wouldn't be gone today. You know, we really need to get right. That part that you said, Mike, is huge, brother. It is huge because in an instant we can be gone. I just wanted to say I'm here, man, and proud to listen to the show and listen to the word, man. That is.
Amen. 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 We appreciate you, Stanley. We really do. And like you said a mouthful right there. You said a mouthful, you know, 12 people, you know, those 12 people, I guarantee you when they woke up this morning, they didn't have no clue that today was going to be their last day, you know, here on earth. So you are so right, Stanley. We appreciate you, man. Love you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Brother Brandon. Good evening, Brother Brandon. Your mic is open, Brother Brandon.
All right, good evening, Brother Willie, Brother Hill. How y'all doing this evening?
Wonderful, wonderful, Brother Brandon. Good to hear your voice.
All right. It's good to hear y'all, too. I was finally better making in at a good time. I want you to say a prayer for my family. This is my deceased brother's birthday or whatever, and some of my family still taking heavy, you know what I'm saying, and his kids are starting to catch on now, and I'm still trying to, you know, get to the point where, you know, I can be able to explain to them so they can be able to understand, and they won't just, you know, take this and try to go negative with it and try to turn it into a positive thing, and like I said, my family, you know, they're still taking it hard or whatever because they miss it so much, and also for myself, for to be a stronger person, you know what I'm saying, for his kids, my kids, and my family. And I got a best friend that's down there in Albany, and I ain't got no phone call from him yet. I've been calling him all day, and hopefully he'll just give me a call and hope everything is all right down there. And everybody else that I've been seeing that they've been going through this tragic with these storms too, just send a huge prayer out for them. And I don't know why Mr. Brother Wood has been on my mind, but I want you to pray for him, too, for him to stay strong and be a stronger person because, you know, he's been dealing with a lot all this week, and, you know, and I just want him to stay strong and stay doing what he's doing so he can keep us focused as followers that, you know what I'm saying, that follow him. So pray for him also. And I'm going back on you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
It's been a while since we heard from this person here. It's been a while. Sister Jen, welcome, Sister Jen.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got a new phone, so I'm trying to figure out how to use it.
Come on, we hear you loud and clear. Come on, Sister Jen.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, as we're talking, I'm trying not to freak out too because I was told we got tornadoes coming through here, and when you get five of us and the tiniest little bathroom, and we're all just kind of hanging out because I hear there's other ones coming up our way. But we wanted to listen to the show. I had to walk away from Emily so our phones don't echo. But it is a scary thing, especially when I just walked outside just to see how it's going, and you can't see nothing because it's dark, you know, and it's raining and the wind's blowing, and it is scary. So I just wanted to ask if everybody could just pray for us because my husband's not here. He is in Marietta, Georgia, doing an RV show, so it's me having to be the brave person for my kids and keep it together when I don't do so good in situations like this.
Amen, amen. Well, we definitely are praying for you and your family as well as your husband in his absence, and that God will continue to camp his angels over your dwelling, and that the storm will pass over, no damage, no hurt, harm, or danger will come before you or your family or anyone else in that city or that state. So we definitely praying for you, Sister Jen.
All right. Everybody that I talk to, you put your phone on mute if you don't want to say anything. And if you want to say something, just let us know. I'm going to leave your mic open until Mike get ready to say the prayer and get into the word. Also, Brother Mike, we got a lot of new hands, a lot of new numbers on here tonight. If anybody just want to come on and say hello, and we welcome you. So, Brother Mike, we got a lot of new numbers on here tonight.
Amen, amen. We appreciate all those new numbers. It means a lot to us. We don't take it for granted, you know. So if you just want to just say hi and things of that nature, or you got a prayer request, I know everybody can use some prayer, you know, and we appreciate it. But if you don't, we still appreciate you, and we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. But thanks again for taking the time out of your schedule to join us tonight. Amen.
Amen. With that being said, Brother Charlie, your mic is open. Brother Charlie, your mic is open.
Praise God, my brothers. How you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful, Charlie.
Good, good. Willie, you down there in the lion's den down there tonight, huh?
I have no fear. The Lord is my doggone Savior. I have no fear. I'm good to go.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that. I want to thank God for allowing me to be here another day also, because he didn't have to do it, you know. We fall short so many times, but he's a merciful and gracious God. He lets us continue to do these mistakes and still continue to bless us, you know, in spite of. So I just want to thank him today. I want to thank you guys for continuing to have the show, because it's actually a rock for me. It keeps me rooted, and I appreciate that. I love you guys both. I'm going to sit back, listen to the word. I'm going to go ahead and back on mute.
Amen. Thanks, Brother Charles. We appreciate you, man. Really do appreciate you.
Amen.
All right. Brother Mike, Sister Chris evidently got something else she want to say. Sister Chris, your mic is open.
Yes. I want to say to Mike, I have some grandkids that's down in that area in Georgia. I want you to pray for them. And I want you to continue to pray for me. And God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. With that being said, Brother Mike, do we have anybody else that got anything they want to say before Brother Mike get into his sermon tonight? If you're a new caller, like he said before, just hit the one button and say hello to us. But if you don't, we still appreciate you. Okay, Brother Mike, with that being said, Brother Jap, why don't you make sure you send out a prayer for him? You know, he's on the show religiously, but, you know, he has background other. He can't talk, but he said he still wants you to say a prayer for him and his family. So with that being said, Brother Mike, we have no more hands up at this moment. We have no more hands up.
Amen, amen, amen. Appreciate that, Willie. Appreciate it. Yeah, we definitely haven't heard Brother Jap's name in a while, you know, but I know he's still a faithful listener, so we appreciate you, Brother Jap. Appreciate you and your family. So we definitely keep you and your family and lift up as well. And we definitely lift up Chris' family down in Georgia as well. So yeah, we got a large prayer list tonight. But amen. God is able. That's all I can tell you. God is able. God is able. Amen. There's a few things that I want to discuss, talk about tonight. I'm not going to try to keep you long. But there's some things that was on my heart. I didn't think I was going to get a chance to get back here to the house to really meditate on it. I thought I was probably going to continue to talk about it next week, but I was able to get home in time enough to seek the Lord about what I wanted to talk about tonight. If you got your Bibles and you're taking notes, I know my brother Butchie is. Do you see my mom number on there, Willie?
Yes, she is on here. Yes, she is.
Okay, all right.
Did you want her to send something? You want me to open my mouth or something?
No. No, she don't press the one button. It's okay. I just want what she on. That's all.
Yes.
No, she's fine. She's fine. Yeah, if you got your Bibles, turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And we're going to read verse 1 all the way down to verse 11. John chapter 8, starting at verse 1 through verse 11. And this is a very familiar passage in the Word of God. And we live in a society today, man, that this scripture hits home. And it should hit home to everyone that's listening. And everyone that's listening, I'm pretty sure 10 times out of 10 you can relate. I didn't say 9 times out of 10. I say 10 times out of 10 you can relate. Some shape, form, or fashion, you can relate to this scripture right here. And 10 times out of 10, you can put yourself in that situation. You can put your name. You can put your name right here in this passage. Each and every one of us that's on this phone right now can put our name in this passage of scripture. And we can put our name in there with bold letters, all capital letters. That's how we can relate to this particular scripture. Everyone that's on this phone, not just you. I'm talking about everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself, can put our name in this scripture. So if you got your Bibles and you're taking notes, we're in John chapter 8. We're going to start at verse 1 and read all the way to verse 11. It says, "But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said unto Jesus, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of an adultery. In the law of Moses, command us to stone such a woman.' Now, what do you say?" They're asking Jesus a question. He said, "What do you say, Jesus?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him or to condemn Jesus. They was using this as a basis to accuse Jesus or to condemn Jesus. Whatever answer that he gave, they was going to use it against him. But Jesus being God manifested in the flesh, he knew what they was up to. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. And they kept on questioning him. He straightened up and he said unto them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote something on the ground. Now, a lot of scholars say that Jesus probably wrote all their sins in the ground, but the Bible don't exactly tells us what did Jesus write on the ground. But a lot of scholars and says that they do believe that Jesus wrote their sins down on the ground. Verse 9 said, At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older one first, until only Jesus was left with the woman. Still standing there, Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said unto Jesus. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Jesus said, "Go now and leave your life of sin." He that is without sin, cast the first stone. And my question is to you, if you want to put a title on this sermon, I dare you. I dare you. He that is without sin, cast the first stone. I dare you. I dare you. If you are without sin, cast the first stone. I dare you. The Jewish leaders had already disregarded the law by arresting this woman. They disregarded the law because any time a person was caught in adultery, he or she was caught in adultery with another person. Whether it was a man got caught with a woman or a woman got caught with a man, it was always two people. And under the law required that both parties to the adultery be stoned to death. Both parties have to be stoned. So these rulers that came to Jesus, these leaders that came to Jesus already had broken the law by only bringing the woman. Now, why they didn't bring the man, the Bible don't talk about that. But under the Leviticus law, when you read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10, it talks about in adultery and the penalty for sin, the penalty for being caught in adultery, and also in Deuteronomy, when you in your spare time, you can read those scriptures. And in Deuteronomy 22, verse 22. So that's Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22. The leaders were using the woman as a trap. That's why I believe they only brought the woman and not the man, because they really weren't probably concerned about this woman committing adultery and getting caught in it. I believe the reason why they came was just with the woman was because they was trying to trap Jesus and try to trick him. They tried to trick him. If Jesus said that the woman should be stoned, they would accuse him of violating the Moses law. Accused him of violating the Moses law, and Jesus knew this. If he urged them to execute her, they would have reported him to the Romans, who did not permit the Jews to carry out their own execution. So Jesus was in between a rock and a hard place. If I say this, this is going to happen. If I say that, that's going to happen. Jesus knew that the question that they asked him could mean life and death. It can be a domino effect on the question, on the answer to the question. And they knew this. And Jesus knew that what they asked him, it was a trap. But they didn't realize who they really was talking to. They did not realize who they was talking to. This here is a significant statement about judging others. Homes, families are broken up because of sin and because of judging one another. You have a marriage, a husband and a wife. The husband don't like his eggs with cheese in it, but the wife like her eggs with cheese in it. The husband like black pepper, and the wife don't like black pepper. The husband like his toilet roll the roll from the top, and the wife like hers rolling up from under the bottom. This type of stuff has brought division and brought judgment in marriages. He liked to wash all the color clothes together, and she liked to wash the color clothes and some white clothes together. You know, stuff like this has brought division and judgment within marriages and communities and families and social groups and things of that nature. Judging someone, accusing someone, and judging them. Jesus is the final judge. We're all going to be judged. And Jesus showed us this in this scripture. He did not judge this woman, but he did not disregard her sin either. But he did not condemn the woman. And that's what's wrong with our society. We want to condemn people because they sin or mess up. We want to nail them to the cross. We don't want to forgive them. We want to keep holding this against him. Oh, he used to be a drug dealer. He used to be a bank robber. She used to be a whore, a prostitute. He used to be an alcoholic. She used to be a drug addict. We don't want to forget their sins. But Jesus has forgiven our sins. Jesus will forgive your sins. And if you're saved, Jesus has forgiven your sins. But we as a people don't want to forgive no one. We want to hold grudges. We want to walk around with unforgiveness in our heart. We don't want to think about all the stuff, all the sin that we was wallowing in and playing with it and teasing with. And we ask God to forgive us, and God forgave us. But we can't forgive our fellow man or our fellow sister. We can't forgive our brother. We can't forgive our spouse. We can't forgive our children. We can't forgive our boss, our supervisor. We can't forgive our race buddy, and we can't forgive one another. But we want God to forgive us. We want society to forgive us when we mess up. We want our spouse to forgive us when we cheat on them. And we want our kids to forgive us when we wasn't there in their life. We want them to forgive us. But we don't want to forgive nobody. We don't have no compassion when it comes to forgiving sin. We don't have no compassion. All we got is judgment. Judge, 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 judge. Condemn, condemn, condemn. But we are the same people that's always asking God to forgive us when we mess up. And everyone under the sound of my voice, we mess up every day. We mess up every day. We miss the mark every day. Whether it's a bad thought, saying the wrong thing, a cuss word, doing what you're supposed to be doing, we mess up every day. Do God say, I'm not going to forgive you because I forgave you 3,000 times in your lifetime. Why should I forgive you now? And the reason he forgive us, because his mercy endures forever. Is it because of his amazing grace? Is it because the penalty that he paid for sin on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago? That's why he continued to forgive us. No matter how many times you messed up, no matter how many times you missed the mark, God is always forgiving you. But you can't forgive no one else. You can't forgive no one else. This is a significant statement about judging others. Because Jesus upheld the legal penalty for adultery, stoning, he could not she could not be accused of being he could not be accused of being against the law. But by saying that only sinless person could throw the first stone, he highlighted the importance of compassion and forgiveness. This is what Jesus was teaching the rulers and the Pharisees and the scribes. He was teaching them a principle on how to have compassion and forgiveness of people that have sinned. That's why he made this statement: he that is without sin, cast the first stone. And they knew in their heart that they could not make that take on that action of casting the first stone, because they knew in their heart that it was without sin, every one of them. And these are the Pharisees and the rulers, the scribes. These are the ones that followed the law. The scribes helped write it before it came in. Helped write the scribes before it came into the English form, things of that nature. They help do all this, formulate the Bible and things of that nature, the Word of God, rather. And they knew what Jesus was saying, it hit home. And that's why they turned away and walked away. But Jesus was trying to teach them some, as he has trying to teach us tonight, that we got to have compassion and we got to have forgiveness, even when we don't want to. Even when it don't feel right. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. It says love covers the multitude of sin. The reason why we can't forgive, because our love walk. Because our love walk. We're not walking in love. We're walking in unforgiveness. We're not walking in compassion. We're not walking in forgiveness. We're walking in unforgiveness. If you increase your love walk, you can have compassion when someone does you wrong. You can forgive someone for doing you wrong when you're walking in love, conditional love, not conditional love. There's a difference. Unconditional means whatever you do to me, I'm going to still love you. Whatever you do to me, I'm going to still forgive you. Whatever you do to me, I'm still going to have compassion on you. We don't want to have compassion on our brothers and our sisters. And the body of Christ is so guilty of this. I know what the world does. The world ain't going to never forgive nobody. The world going to always condemn and convict the world. But I'm talking about the body of Christ of believers, the body of believers. Where's the compassion at, saints? Where is the love at, saints? Where is the forgiveness at, saints? We walk around like we holy than thou, that we don't make no mistakes. We don't do nothing wrong. We walk around here like we Jesus. You ain't Jesus. You ain't close to Jesus. You ain't close to being holy. You ain't close to being without sin. But you don't act like it. You act like you got it all together. Ain't none of us got it all together. None of us. When you going to realize that? Life is too short. People are dying day by day, every minute of the day. Life is too short to not to have compassion and forgiveness and walking in love, unconditional love. We just heard 12 people down in Albany, Georgia, just lost their life. I wonder, out of that 12, how many had compassion before they left here? How many forgave someone that wronged them? We all have wronged somebody. In some time of your life, you offended somebody, you said the wrong thing to somebody, you did something wrong to somebody, You did something in your lifetime to somebody, and you probably asked them to forgive you and that you were sorry. They may have forgiven you. They may have not forgiven you, but that's on them. I'm talking about you. To do so is to act as though you have never sinned. When I'm talking about when others are caught in sin, you are quick to pass judgment. Why are we so quick to pass judgment? They say in the court of law that you are innocent to proven guilty. You are innocent to proven guilty, but 9 times out of 10, they already accusing you of being guilty. But that's what they say. They say you are innocent to approve and to proven guilty. Well, if I'm innocent until proven guilty, why I'm locked up? Why I don't have no bond? Why my bond so high? Why, you know what I'm saying, I'm not free, if that's the case. But we are so quick to pass judgment. And we need to stop being so quick to pass judgment on others and be quick to have compassion on others. Be quick to love our brothers and sisters. Encourage them. We ain't got to condemn them and judge them. Yes, sin don't need to be overlooked. Don't get me wrong. Yes, sin don't need to be overlooked. We can counsel our brothers. We can counsel our sister. Sister, you know the word of God don't say says this. You know the word of God says this, my brother. You know what I'm saying? You missed the mark this time. You know, you missed the mark this time. You got to do better. Let's encourage them. And stop tearing them down. Stop beating them side their head. They already know they messed up. They already know they made a mistake. They don't need your hypocritical self to pass judgment and to throw their sins up in their face. They already know they did wrong. They already know they missed the mark. They already know they fell short. But what do? We throw their sins in their face. We keep mocking them and keep reminding them of what they did and keep going on day in, day in, and day out, day in and day out. A week passed, 2 weeks passed. It's going on a month, and you're still bringing it up. What if somebody keep bringing up your sins and your shortcomings every day? How would you feel? How would you feel if someone keep pointing out all the wrong you have done? And somebody keep telling me, Brother Mike, you robbed the bank. I ain't listening to nothing you said. You've been to prison. I ain't listening to nothing you say. Ain't nothing you can tell me. I ain't trying to listen to you. You might well go ahead with all that religion and all that Christianity stuff. I'm not listening to you because you was a bank robber. You was a toting pistol, a pistol carrying guy. You sold drugs at one time. You was a whoremonger. You did this. You did that. How do you think I would feel? How do you think I would feel if all the stuff that I did in a lifetime, in 50 years, was thrown up in my face every day? How do you think I'd feel? I wouldn't feel so good. Wouldn't feel so good. Probably make me want to give up. Say, well, why should I? Try to do better. Why should I continue to serve God? Every time I make a mistake, they're throwing it up in my face. You wonder why folks is not going to church. You wonder why folks is not going into the house of God. Because a lot of them have been convicted and condemned about what they used to do and what they're doing. But Jesus shows us compassion. And that's what we need to do. Jesus shows us compassion. When others are caught in sin, are you quick to pass judgment? To do so is to act as though you have never sinned. When you pass judgment, quick to pass judgment on others who have sinned, you act as though you never sinned. It is God's role to judge, not ours. our role is to show forgiveness and compassion. It is it was uncertain whether Jesus was merely ignoring the accuser by writing on the ground, you know, or listing their sins. You know, the Bible don't say exactly what he was writing on the ground. Or some people say he may have been writing the Ten Commandments out. We don't know because the Bible don't tells us. But he wrote something on the ground to get their attention. And whatever it was, it got their attention because neither one of them cast a stone. When Jesus said that only someone who had not sinned should throw the first stone, the leaders slipped it quietly away. They started going one by one from the oldest to the youngest. Evidently, the older one, that's who left first. The older men were probably more aware of their sins than the younger one was because they had way more sins than the younger men that was there. So they started moving away quietly first. We must take an honest look at our life and recognize your sinful nature and look for ways for others rather than hurt them. Let me say that again. We need to take an honest look at our life and recognize your sinful nature and look for ways to help others rather than hurt them, rather than condemn them, convict them, beat them down about what they didn't did and what they didn't do and how much they come up short all the time. They already know this. They don't need you to continue to beat them and throw it up in their face. They don't need that. Jesus didn't condemn the woman accused of adultery, but rather did He didn't condemn her, and he didn't ignore her sin either. He told her to leave her sinful life. That's how he encouraged her. He said, leave your life of sin. Jesus stands ready to forgive any sin in your life. Confession and repentance means a change of heart. With God's help, we can accept Christ's forgiveness and stop our wrongdoing. With God's forgiveness, we must confess our sins and repent and to turn away. And God is there to forgive us. The condemnation of sin ceases when sin is forgiven. When forgiveness is received. And let me ask you another question. Have you experienced the forgiveness of God? That's my question to every listener tonight. Have you experienced the forgiveness of God? No matter what you did, have you experienced the forgiveness of God? And if you did, how did it feel? How did it make you feel to know that God has forgiven you of all your shortcomings, all your mess ups, all your sins, all your iniquities? Everything you have done, everything you're doing right now, how does it feel to experience God's forgiveness? We don't need to keep judging people. There's a day coming for that. Excuse me. There's a day coming for that, that every man and every woman will be judged. Whether it's the judgment seat of Christ for the believers or the white throne judgment for the unbelievers, we all going to be judged one day. Let's try in 2017 to start encouraging our brothers and our sisters when they fall short. Stop beating them over the head about their shortcomings. Making public announcements and putting them on public forums and things of that nature. They already know they did wrong. They already know they messed up. We as Christians know better. We as Christians know better. We got enough finger pointing in this country. We got enough finger pointing and condemning in this country. It don't need no help from the body of Christ. It don't need no help from the body of Christ. Stop judging and condemning people. Why do we do it? Because it's easier for us to do it. It's easier for us to point out someone's wrong than to encourage them not to do it, or brother, you, this is what the word of God says, and brother, let me pray for you. Sister, let me pray for you. Let me pray that God will help you in this area of your weaknesses. Let me lay hands on you and pray in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost that this will stop, that Jesus will give you the power to overcome this, that you will decrease in yourself and you will increase in the Holy Spirit. Why can't we do that? Pray for our brothers and our sisters. Why can't we pray for our youth? Time for us to get it together, saints. He that without sin cast the first stone. And my question is to you, I dare you. I dare you, and how dare you cast a stone? Because you are not without sin. No one on this, I don't care how saved you are, I don't care what your position is in the church or who you know in the church, can no one cast a stone on another one without sin. Because we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Father, I thank you for tonight's message. I thank you for what you're doing in the spiritual realm right now, Lord. Father, I ask you to wake up our eyes, Father God. Wake up our understanding, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us a heart of compassion. Give us a heart of forgiveness. Give us a heart of love, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we always ask you to forgive us. But we forget about the prayer that we ask you to forgive us when it comes to us not forgiving others. So, Father God, we encourage every believer and every one under the sound of my voice to have compassion on others, to stop judging others, but to encourage them not to do what they're doing, to build them up, to love on them, because your word says that love. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, that we will walk in the spirit of love. We will walk in the spirit of forgiveness. We will walk in the spirit of compassion. We will stop being so judgmental and stop condemning our brothers and sisters and love on them with the love of Christ. I thank you that the word came forth with power and might, that it fell on good ground, Father God. And we bless you tonight, and we magnify you, and we exalt you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone, before we do our final prayer, if anyone got any takeaways tonight, press the one button. If anyone got any more prayer requests before we go into our final prayer, and please press the one button. We got anybody, Willie? It's on you.
Amen. Yes. Mother Hill. Your mic is open. Mother Hill.
Good afternoon. Today's message was really for me. My yesterdays was always judging others, and I thought they were so wrong. But I took it a little bit further. In doing that, I ended up gossiping about what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and today I know to be on the safe side for me, since I'm a little bit spiritual fit than I was yesterday, it's always best for me to talk about me so that I can talk about what it was like for me, what happened, and how it is like now in my life. So I know that this was really for me, and I thank you all for being there for me tonight. Have a blessed one.
Amen. Amen. You're welcome.
Amen. Everybody, mic is open. If you got anything you want to say, your mic is open. When Brother Mike begins his final prayer, I will close him and open back up after the final prayer.
Anybody else? Anybody else before we go on to our final prayer? Anybody else? Any more takeaways? All right. All right. Amen. I guess everybody got it together.
Man.
Everybody got compassion.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You got anything, Chris?
No, I just thank you, Lord. Just thank you. I'm just thanking him to be here.
Amen.
And it was a wonderful, beautiful sermon, and it touched all of us. And that included me, too, because I'm guilty of that at one point in time.
Well, so far, you and my mother, I ain't heard from nobody else, so you got to speak for yourself. I ain't heard from nobody else, so it might not touch everybody. So we know it touched you and my mother, so I ain't heard from nobody else, but amen.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Amen, brother. It touched me, too. You scared me when you raised your tempo. I jumped.
Yes,
it scared me.
It
amen, brother.
Me.
I'm here with you. I'm with you.
Amen.
We all are guilty of it.
Amen. That's three people. That's three people. Amen.
Yeah.
Like, amen.
Amen.
We all come up short.
We got five people. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stanley Bryan.
Amen. We got six people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Brother Bennett said you did an excellent job, too. You nailed it dead on the head there, Brother Mike.
Okay, amen, amen, amen. I was just wondering, you know, I just heard Chris and my mom say that it touched them, and Chris was speaking for everybody else, but I didn't hear everybody else. I only heard two people, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. We all
His
word will never come close, never.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well,
amen.
Like I say, I do this show because of the love that I have for the Lord, and the compassion I have for His Word, you know, and I want to continue to strive and be more like Jesus day by day, and I want
I
that
hear
for.
You.
All the listeners and all the callers that call on this show, and this show is about building us up and encouraging you all. This show is not about condemning you and throwing stuff up in your face, but it's about compassion. And this was a sermon that the Lord had put on my heart, and I believe we all need this, and we all need to work on that area in our life.
Yes.
We all do, including myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, continue to be encouraged.
Yes, we all are works in progress, no doubt about that.
Yes, right.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
If no one else got anything, we're gonna go into our final prayer. We got a lengthy prayer list. I don't want to hold you too much longer. We got a lengthy prayer list. We're gonna do these prayers, and then we're gonna close out. There will be an announcement next, a major announcement next Sunday. Make sure y'all tune in.
So make sure y'all tune in next Sunday. But other than that, everything is well. Mm-hmm. And appreciate you all. Love you all so much. And thank you all for just supporting this show, man. It means mm-hmm. so much to me and Willie, you know what I'm saying, the support that we get from you all, and especially the ones that's on here every Sunday, man. That means really, really a lot to show your faithfulness to a show on Sunday. You could be doing anything, spending time with your family, out and about, whatever, but you took time out of your schedule, and we don't take it for granted, and we don't take it lightly that you're on here tonight. So we thank you all. We thank you, and we thank you, and we appreciate you. And saying that, Willie, if no one else got anything else, you can close all the mics. We're going to do our final, and we're going to end the show until next week. Willie, you there, Willie?
Go ahead, Brother Mike. I got him. But also, when he finished the final prayer, we will have a song after the final prayer. So, like I said, we're not going to hold you too much longer tonight. It's been a very good sermon. I got excited. I had to mute my phone because I was over here hollering. So you got it, Brother Mike.
Amen, 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 amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for this glorious night. We thank you, Father God, for all you are doing, all you will continue to do, Father God, in each and every one of our lives. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for just showing up and showing out tonight, Father God. Father God, we know that, Father God, you had your way tonight, Father God, and we pray that the word of God that was spoken tonight fell on good ground, Father God, that it penetrate each and every one of our hearts and our minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will continue to examine ourselves daily, Father God, to have compassion, Father God, and to continue to walk in unconditional love, Father God, in Jesus' name, that we would not condemn or judge, Father God, but we will continue to encourage and have compassion on your people. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up our own brother Cowboy and his wife who lost their son, Father God. Father God, we pray for this family, Father God, that you would give them peace that surpasses all understanding, that the joy of the Lord would be their strength. Father God, some of us can relate to losing a child, Father God, and some of us can't relate to losing a child, Father God. So we ask you, Father God, who is the God of comfort, that you will comfort this family, Father God, in a time such as this, Father God, that you will wipe their tears of sorrow and give them tears of joy and let them hold on to the memories of this child, Father God, who they spent with, Father God, who they raised, Father God, had time to be with, Father God. And we just pray right now that you will comfort them, Father God, give them peace, give them rest, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you right now for this family in Jesus' name. And Father God, we lift up the family of Eric Bubba Langman, who lost his battle with cancer yesterday, a great friend of mine who moved from Indiana down to Arizona. And Father God, we lift up his wife Jill and their two children, Father God, that you will comfort Jill and the two girls, Father God, in the loss of their father and husband, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank Brother Eric Bubba for all the conversations that I had with him and all the tech tips, Father God, about racing and things of that nature. And every time I called him, he was always there, Father God. So I thank you for the relationship I had with him, Father God. So we pray right now that every need of this family will be met, Father God, and that you will make a way out of no way, Father God. You will give them tears of joy, Father God, and wipe the tears of sorrow from their eyes. And you will comfort Gio, Father God, in such a time as this, Father God. And you will comfort those two girls, Father God, in the absence and the loss of their father, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will continue, Father God, camp your angel of protection over Gio and those two girls, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we lift up Jean and her family, Father God, who's battling a storm, Father God, in their area of Florida, Father God, and every other family that's in the Florida area and the Georgia area, Father God. We praying for the South, Father God, that you would camp your angels of protection over every family, every living being, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak peace to every storm that's in the South right now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we speak peace, Father God, to every tornado, every hurricane, Father God, every rainstorm. We speak peace in Jesus' name, Father God. So we ask you to give Jen and everyone else, Father God, peace right now. Father God, continue to watch over the state of Georgia and the state of Mississippi, the state of Florida, Father God. Every state that's under a storm watch tonight, Father God, you will watch over them and give every living being peace and allow the joy of the Lord to be their strength. Father God, we pray for Brother Brandon and his family, Father God. And Father God, it's coming up on the anniversary of losing his brother, Father God. So we pray for comfort and peace, Father God, for the family and the children, Father God, his brother children, Father God, as well as Brandon, Father God. You will give that family peace, Father God. You will continue to comfort them, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father God, to show up and show out, Father God, make a way out of no way, Father God. Continue to allow Brandon to be that man you have called him to be, that father, Father God, that husband, Father God, that uncle, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Use him mightily, Father God, in his family, in his community, Father, on his job, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray for our own brother Willie. Father God, we thank you for what you doing in his life, and we thank you for all the things you're doing behind the scenes. And we pray, Father God, that he will continue to example Jesus Christ in his life, Father God. We ask you to continue to renew his strength day by day. We ask you to continue to keep him healthy, Father God. Continue to give him a mind of Christ in Jesus' name. We ask you to watch over him and his family, Father God. Watch over his dwelling place. Continue to meet his needs in Jesus' name. Father God, we lift our own brother Jap and his family, Father. We lift brother Jap up, Father God, that he will continue to find favor even on the job, Father God. We pray for brother Jap and his family and his son, Father God, his grandkids, Father God. We lift them up right now in Jesus' name, that no weapon formed against brother Jap or his family shall prosper, that every tongue that rise up against him in judgment shall be condemned. And Father God, we lift up Sister Chris, her family that's living in the South, Father God, and we pray for a hedge of protection over them, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will continue to watch over them and protect them, Father God, in Jesus' name, and continue to strengthen Chris in her body, in her mind, in her soul, Father God. Camp your angels over her neighborhood, her community as well, in Jesus' name, Father God, that no weapon formed against her should prosper, and every tongue that rise up against her in judgment shall be condemned. And we thank you for my mom, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. And we thank you, Father God, for the healing power and the healing virtue that flows through her body day by day, Father God. We thank you for taking her from faith to faith to glory, Father God. We thank you for increasing her faith walk with you, Father God. We thank you for increasing her trust in you, Father God, her compassion, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for my family, my wife and children, what you're doing in their life. I thank you for the ministries you have called me into. I ask you to renew my strength, Father God. Continue to speak to my mind and my soul, Father God. Continue to help me in any area that I'm falling short in Jesus' name, Father God. I thank you for my brother Butchie and brother Charles, Father God, for what you're doing in their life, Father God. I thank you for brother Mac in the morning show, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing in their life and their family life, their wives and children, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. I thank you for my brother Maul, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing him to be a brother that I can go to and talk to, and we can talk about the Lord, Father God, and we can share different things about God, Father God. So I thank you for brother Maul, Father. I thank you, Father God, for the racing community. I thank you for every promoter, every track owner, every fan, every team that's represented in the racing community, that we all will have compassion in 2017. We will stop judging one another. We will love each other more, Father God, more than we did in 16. We will love each other, Father God, with the love of Christ. We will walk in unconditional love, Father God, and Jesus' name, that we will walk in the same compassion that you walked, Father God, while you was here on earth, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the forgiveness of sin. We thank you for having compassion on us. So allow us to show the same compassion on our brothers and sisters in the earth realm in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for this show. I thank you for what you're doing behind the scenes. I thank you, Father God, for increasing the listeners and increasing the participation on this show on Sundays, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. And I thank you for direction, Lord. Lord, I'm seeking you for direction for this show in Jesus' name. I give you all the honor, glory, and the praise, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. Until next week, Father God, we ask you to watch over us, continue to order our steps, Father God. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Let everyone say amen.
and amen.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Can nobody hold me like Jesus? Can nobody comfort me like Jesus? Can nobody give me peace like Jesus? Can nobody give me forgiveness like Jesus?
Like
can
Jesus.
Nobody show me compassion like Jesus? Can
Jesus.
Nobody do me like Jesus? Lord, we thank you for tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let you have your way, Father God. Allow everyone under the sound of my voice to have a blessed and prosperous week, Father God. Father God, I thank you for miracles and signs and wonders, checks in the mail, lost money found, bills increased and paid off, discounts and dividends, Father God, rebates and return, Father God, favorable settlements, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, someone is looking for a breakthrough this week. Someone is looking for a miracle this week. Someone needs some peace this week. Someone needs some joy this week. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name we do pray. Let everyone say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed.